This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A well-known Russian military blogger was killed by a bomb blast in a St. Petersburg cafe on Sunday in what appeared to be the second assassination on Russian soil of a figure closely associated with the war in Ukraine. Russia's State Investigative Committee said 19 other people were wounded in the blast and it had opened a murder investigation. Saudi Arabia and other major oil producers say they will cut production by more than 1 million barrels per day through the end of this year, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Shortly after a Saudi announcement on planned production cuts by 500,000 oil barrels per day until the year end, various other major producers, including the UAE, Iraq, Algeria, and Kazakhstan, are informing they'll make similar but smaller reductions for a total of 1.15 million barrels daily. The surprising moves could bring an increase in oil prices globally and strain relations with the U.S. Higher oil prices can benefit Russian President Vladimir Putin in his war on Ukraine and force Americans and others to pay even more at the pump amid inflation partly fueled by that war. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
In a television interview Sunday, former U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyer Joe Tacopino told ABC's This Week he would pore over the indictment once he gets it, then devise the next legal steps.
We're way too early to start deciding what motions we're going to file or not file, and we do need to see the indictment and get to work. I mean, look, Tuesday's just the beginning.
Trump will deliver remarks Tuesday night in Florida after his scheduled arraignment in New York on charges related to hush money payments, his campaign announced Sunday. Trump is facing multiple charges, according to two people familiar with the matter telling the Associated